On Friday afternoon, the Vermont House of Representatives approved its second budget of the year. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the latest spending plan looks destined for the same gubernatorial veto the first one got.
The budget impasse between the Republican governor and Democratic lawmakers is now into June. And with the fiscal year set to expire in 30 days, the prospect of a government shutdown is becoming more real by the day. So House and Senate lawmakers have offered up a plan. Take all the parts of the budget that Governor Phil Scott and lawmakers agree on, which is most of it, and pass it into law. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says that gives both sides room to negotiate their remaining differences without having to worry about a lapse in government services.
This bill is all about all of the pieces that we agree on. We are not asking him to sign a bill with a tax increase.
The House gave preliminary approval to the bill on Friday afternoon. It does not, however, seem to have accomplished its intended goal. Here's Scott's chief of staff, Jason Gibbs.
That the budget as proposed is effectively the same as the one that the governor's vetoed, in that it still contains a major area of disagreement.
That major area of disagreement centers on statewide property taxes. The governor wants to use $34 million in one-time money to avoid an increase in statewide property tax rates next year. Lawmakers want to use the money instead to buy down future pension obligations. The budget passed by House lawmakers on Friday does not contemplate property tax rates at all. They say the idea is to separate that fight into another bill. But Gibbs says there's one problem. Under existing law, if lawmakers do nothing related to property tax rates between now and July 1st, then the rate for businesses and second homeowners will automatically jump by 5.5 cents. Here's Jason Gibbs again.
And as a result, would put them in the position of being able to delay the negotiation on non-residential property tax rates to the point of July 1st when it would automatically increase.
If lawmakers want to take the prospect of a government shutdown off the table, then Gibbs says they need to pass a budget that undoes that automatic increase. So far, at least, lawmakers say they're unwilling to do that, and at this point, the two sides don't appear to be any closer to an agreement than they were when the impasse began. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.